Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. As the data center debate heats up across Middle Tennessee, Fisk University is defending the plan to build one on campus. This week, Coffee County became the latest local government to create a moratorium on the centers. Cedar Hill and McMinnville beat it to the punch. And Nashville's Planning Commission is considering its own moratorium in a meeting underway right now. They're also considering other regulations. Fisk is catching heat for the proposal for several reasons. It's getting the same blowback as usual, with concerns about energy use, pollution, and noise. But also, Fisk announced a major campus overhaul this spring. That included an innovation center named Quantum Leap. The Nashville Business Journal reports the words data center weren't used anywhere in those materials. Fisk also did not announce any community meetings or other opportunities for feedback. The historically black university is in North Nashville. In a statement, the administration noted that it's in zip code 37208. That's a majority black tract that has been impoverished since the government demolished hundreds of homes and businesses to build Interstate 40. The statement reads in part, "We would never cause harm here." It also reads, as technology advancements continue to outpace access, institutions like Fisk must embrace this new era of technology to ensure our community doesn't get left behind. The American flag has been a ubiquitous symbol for generations on products and in art, including ties to plenty of country songs. But in recent years, some artists say it's arguably come to represent something narrower and less inclusive. Now, a few country artists outside the mainstream are challenging that claim, like Pinkbeard, a black singer-songwriter from Alabama. He poses in a Western shirt printed with the flag and urges listeners to identify with people vulnerable to deportation.
The iconography of the American flag has kind of been sequestered to one side. This is ours, and when we do it, this flag represents this. And I'm like, no, that flag represents everybody here, and I have just as much right to it as anybody.
He interviewed with senior music reporter Julie Height, who looks at how country artists are playing with and tweaking assumptions around patriotic symbols. You can hear the full story and find pictures on our website at WPLN.org.